In focus today, American Muslims caught in the middle. Many analysts say fear of Islam is creating an American society, but disagree on how much and why. Recent surveys show nearly half the U.S. population believes Islam promotes violence more than other religions. VOA's Brent Hurd looks at the challenges American Muslims face amidst what many scholars say is a perceived clash between the West and Islam.
John Vohl, director of the Center for Muslim and Christian Understanding at Georgetown University, says during most of the 20th century, the small population of Muslim Americans were not perceived as a danger.
However, once you hit the 1990s with a growing sense that Muslim militants and terrorist acts undertaken by Muslims represented a real threat to the United States and its security, then Muslims were not just different anymore. They become viewed as an anti-American security threat.
Ahmed Yunus is director of the Muslim Public Affairs Council, a group that promotes better understanding of Islam in America. He says the American Muslim identity was among the casualties of the September 11th terrorist attacks, which, he says, gave a boost to anti-Muslim voices in the United States.
There is a whole market of people who are manipulating the genuine fears of the American public. Their goal is very simple. It's to make sure that Islam and Muslims are not a part of mainstream American society because they see that as a threat to their existence.
Many scholars say there's a growing anti-Muslim bias, or Islamophobia, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. Last December, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said Islam is often distorted, and he called for efforts to end negative stereotypes of Muslims. Some Muslim leaders say Islamophobia resembles anti-Semitism. But Paul Rosenzweig, a terrorism specialist with the Heritage Foundation Research Group, says that comparison is overblown. He says the fear of Islam is an unfortunate direct result of recent events on the ground.
It's a consequence of the fact that there has been in the last 10 years, culminating with a peak at 9/11 and since, of Islamic terrorism. That's what's happening in the world today. That's the cause of anti-Islamic feeling that is somewhat generated. That's not the product of people blaming Islam for their social problems, as with anti-Semitism or anti-black sentiment.
Mr. Rosenzweig says moderate Muslims, especially in the United States, could be doing more to promote their image.
In some sense, Islam has been hijacked. To be fair, though, I think in part that's because moderate Islamists have allowed it to be hijacked. They don't speak out often enough or clearly enough in opposition to the radicals.
But Ahmed Yunus of the Muslim Public Affairs Council disagrees.
The reality of the matter is that it is very well documented that after 9/11 and after all extremist terrorist type acts, the American Muslim community has been extremely vocal in its condemnation of terrorism and extremism as an element of Islam. And so there's a distinction between they're not condemning or they're not being heard condemning.
Ahmed Yunus says he's getting more chances to speak to the media than the average Muslim leader. He's a frequent guest on major television news programs in the United States. He says this is a step in the right direction and disagrees with the argument made by some Muslims that there's a global effort to stifle their voices.
The proposition that there is a media conspiracy to exclude Muslims is an absolute fallacy. That does not mean that we have full access. We don't have full access. But very little of it has to do with these conspiracy theories that we have taken as a part of our identity. And some of it has to do with the fact that we didn't necessarily have the most eloquent spokespersons for our community in the past 10 years.
Professor John Vohl of Georgetown University says American Muslims need more unity among their ranks of African Americans, South Asian immigrants, and Middle Eastern immigrants. He compares the challenges American Muslims face to those confronted by American Catholics half a century ago.
Roman Catholics were able to liberate themselves from the impression that they were really primarily interested in Roman politics. One of the differences between the Catholic American community and the Muslim American community is that Catholic Americans have a clear hierarchical organization. Muslims have hundreds of different organizations with little effective coordination.
Professor Vohl says some groups are making headway in representing American Muslims effectively, but he adds they have their work cut out for them, citing a recent Cornell University survey in which a quarter of Americans say mosques and Muslim civic organizations should be monitored by the U.S. government. For Focus, this is Brent Hurd.